It may seem strange to talk about the desert on a day we're having so much rain. However, we do experience desert times. Some desert experiences happen because of unforeseen situations. Others happen because we choose them. A desert experience might be that of a lonely elderly person who is homebound, a soldier in the cold winter risking death on the battlefield, or a family that has lost their home from flame or flood. It might be a mother raising a child in an impossible situation. St. Charles de Foucauld chose his desert experience. He was killed in 1910. He wanted to be a universal little brother, especially to the poor and abandoned, for the sake of Christ. He lived as a hermit monk among the Muslim people in the Sahara Desert. He wanted to break down barriers between people and religions. While ministering to the needy, he also spent considerable time in solitude and prayer. John the Baptist lived in the desert. He was the son of a temple priest. We can imagine his difficult life in a dry and harsh desert east of Jerusalem. Where did he find shelter from the heat or food to nourish his body? His passion was to watch for and recognize when the Messiah would come. John states, "The reason why I came baptizing with water was that he, the Messiah, might be made known to Israel." He recognized Jesus as Messiah when he saw the Spirit come down and rest upon Jesus. He pointed others toward Jesus. "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Behold, the one who enters into our humanity to fix our sin, our violence, our selfishness, our brokenness. There is the one who will accept even death to heal us." Jesus, after he was baptized by John, spent a lengthy period in the wilderness, watching, listening, and struggling with the evil one. Growing from his solitude, he understood in what way he was to be the Messiah. He would not be beholding to the Romans, nor a Messiah with a flashing showing of power. He understood Isaiah's words spoken about him. "I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth." For Jesus, solitude in the desert was essential to understanding his Father's will. Several centuries after the death and resurrection of Jesus, many desert fathers and mothers found their way into the wilderness of Syria, where they lived a life of solitude. They had withdrawn from society to live authentic and genuine lives before God because they saw society as corrupt. To this day, they remain examples for us. We know that we cannot totally abandon the society to which we belong. Our society trains us, however, to keep busy and keep shopping. We avoid quiet and solitude. If we permit ourselves to experience desert solitude and quiet, for a short while society does not control us. We allow Christ room to come into our hearts to save and fix us. We begin to recognize the spark of the divine that is within us and the world. We allow Christ to help us become our true selves rather than what society expects us to be. God's will for us becomes clearer. We are healed and become healers of others. Perhaps we could start our morning with half an hour of solitude. or we might take an hour or two each month to simply sit with the Lord. We would not read any books, busy ourselves saying any particular prayers or reading scripture. We would simply waste time with the Lord and refuse to run away from Him. We would allow the Lord to love us, as we hear, "It is too little for you to be my servant. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth." The Trappist monk Thomas Merton wrote, "It is in the depths of conscience that God speaks. And if we refuse to open inside and look into those depths, we also refuse to confront the invisible God who is present within us. This refusal is a partial admission that we do not want God to be God, any more than we want ourselves to be our true selves." We prayed in the responsorial psalm, "Here am I, Lord. I come to do your will." Can we discover our authentic selves and recognize what God desires and dreams for us? Unless we enter times of desert, solitude, and quiet? Are we so trapped in our corrupted society that we run from God? Perhaps our prayer this week can be, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will."